please come up to a comfortable seated position. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, salutations. Almost stayed behind. You're nice and tall.
Yeah, sorry.
No, don't apologize, man. It reminded me of, I did a training one time, and it was a really, really disciplined training, and the teacher, it's Bikram yoga. I don't know if anyone practices Bikram, and it was probably like the hardest boot camp military thing that I did, like 2004. And there's about 280 of us, and it was hot yoga every day for like 4 hours of hot yoga for 9 weeks. And the teacher was a character who used to stay up until, keep us up until like 12 or 1 a.m. a lot of the time, just talking and talking and talking. And let's just say he has a very strong personality that is very disagreeable with a lot of people. But it was very like controlling. So if you fell asleep, you had to take an extra class. And so there were people going around. It was kind of like to test, right? Push you to the limits, develop inner discipline. Incredible rewards. But we were smart, and the people, we organized ourselves into groups, and every group had two very tall people. And so we'd organize ourselves and we'd sleep, like behind the tall person in lines of sight. And later on in the training, he actually said, he's like, yeah, we knew you were doing all of that. That's part of it. It's like for you guys to learn how to figure it out and balance discipline and intelligence. And so, lovely reminder. Yeah. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. So my name's Greg. It's a deep honor to guide you through the practice today. And today we're going to be doing some yin-yang yoga. And it's an interesting that they call it yin-yang, because most of the places that I practice, it's actually yang-yin. And so the first portion of the class, we have an opportunity to move into some fire in ourselves, to get some really nice inner heat in the body, to use our muscles, to challenge. And it's more challenging, more active. Burning calories if you're into the yoga practice for weight loss, or just burning up toxins in your body, but also an opportunity to practice working with self-discipline. And for some people, self-discipline is not a problem at all, and it's actually letting go of control that is hard for some people. But for some, it's the other way around. It's like maybe we get lethargic, we have trouble getting motivated. And so the discipline part of life, that's where we have our trouble. So the first part of practice, 45 minutes, 40 minutes, we'll be able to get into that. And I like to offer out that in yoga, the attitude of discipline, it's a little bit, there's an understanding about it, because there's actually a yin or receptivity quality to everything. So when we're doing a hard pose, you can feel into this yourself. Option one, option two. You can be doing a pose that's challenging. You can be kind of like struggling and pushing, and the forehead goes. It's like, I'm going to totally do this pose. But think of all the extra tension that is being created in your mind when we get into that type of thing. So actually, you can go much, much deeper into the practice if you allow the mind to soften, let your forehead soften, and just focus on deeply expanding your breath and being receptive. So it's kind of like I'm surrendering receptively to something that's challenging, rather than I'm going to dominate the thing that's challenging. Try it out for yourself. So this shifts more to this. Like epic, epic breath. And you'll experience it for yourself or not, but I'll offer that out for you. Breath, 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 relax your face. The second part of class, we move into yin, which is the practice of surrendering. So we allow ourselves to just melt with all of that heat into postures that stretch tender areas of our body. And the practice of yin is actually one of letting go. And so all you're doing there is allowing your breath to flow, and essentially allowing yourself to accept and allow that feeling of stretch or discomfort. Because sometimes we do yin yoga, and the same type of mind can apply. It's a practice of surrender, but we get in this attitude of, I need to pull deeper in the pose. And so there's this little mental tension there. And so when we're doing the active part, let yourself be active, breathe. When we're doing the passive part, let yourself be with the stretch and breathe. It sounds maybe easy, and it's coming out in words now. The experience is always, always much more intimate, and that's why they call it a practice. It's not called a yoga perfection. We get to practice every day, we get to meet ourselves exactly as we are, and we grow over time. Okay? So, that attitude of kindness, acceptance, permeating the whole thing is my offering or invitation. Let's begin. Sit up tall, close your eyes. I'll dust in a little bit of philosophy here and there, but when we get in the practice, it'll just be clear instructions, what we're doing. Rooting down through your hips, let your belly soften. Close your eyes and sit up straight. Bring your palms together at heart center. Set an intention for yourself to be present and receptive throughout practice. To use your breath as your guide. To honor yourself exactly as you are, and to take breaks or variations whenever you need. You are the primary source of wisdom. My voice is just a guide. Let's begin with one Om. Exhale. Deep breath in. Soften your face, soften your mind, enjoy your practice. Bringing your hands to your knees. On your next inhale, deep breath in, arch your back. On your exhale, deep rounding of your back, empty your lungs completely. Deep breath in. Deep exhale. Inhale. Ujjayi breath right away if that's your practice. Exhale, rounding, squeezing the base of your throat, lips closed, breathing through your nose. Inhale, arch. Exhale. Continue on your own. Each time you inhale a little deeper, exhale. Each time you exhale, a little bit more empty. In other words, start to widen your lungs top to bottom, widen your lungs side to side, front to back. Your breath is going to be the main wave that carries you from pose to pose throughout your practice. So right from the beginning, the more that you can connect with just your breath, to let your mind relax, let go of distractions, the easier you'll find the entire class. Close your eyes. Continue about 1 minute. Exhale completely all the way. Empty and push the lungs out. Push the lungs out. Push the breath. Hands on your knees. Connect your pointy fingers and thumbs. Straight elbows. Kapalu Bhati. This is a forceful exhale. A powerful purification. Exhaling out of the mouth or the nose with a forceful push out. And as you do, you pump the belly navel in. Yeah, you can keep going on your own. If you're pregnant, migraine, headache, sinuses, take it easy. Try it with your lips closed. If that's too much pressure, mouth open. And you can go at your own pace, that's fine. Nice and strong. Sit up straight. Focus on the exhale, not the inhale. Exhale. Exhale. Stimulating the lower organs, working on lower chakras, Muladhara, Svadhisthana. This helps to build an inner heat. And these chakras, energy centers associated with our wants and our needs. Area where a lot of people struggle. Ten seconds. Stronger. Sit up straight. Last three, two, one. Full exhale, everyone. Empty, 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 empty. Hold your breath out. Pull up on your pelvic floor. Mula Bandha. Lift up your spine. Tuck your chin to your chest. Throat lock. If you need to inhale, do so. Just holding a little longer. Lift the chin. Keep the pelvic floor engaged. Deep breath in. Wide breath. Hold the breath at the end. Hold it. Slightly apply the throat lock again. Release the throat. Exhale. Release the pelvic floor. Feel that inner energy, inner focus. Beautiful. Inhale, arms lift up. Reach forward. Exhale. Come onto your hands and your knees. Spreading your fingers wide, shoulder distance apart. Bring your knees a little bit closer together. Lift your right leg up off the floor. Stretch it up and back. Inhale, lift your right leg. Look all the way up. Breathe in. exhale, round your back and touch your knee to your nose. Empty the lungs completely, press down. Inhale, leg all the way up. Exhale. Touch the forehead. Inhale, if you can, actually touch your forehead. Lift up. Exhale, round. Pull the knee closer. Inhale, deep breath. Spread your toes, straighten your leg. Exhale, round. Puff your back, forehead to knee. Two more. Inhale. How much breath can you get in? Exhale. How much breath can you push out? That's it. You rock. Awesome. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. Knee to your nose. Inhale. Leg all the way up. Big breath in. On your exhale, bring your knee to the floor. Exhale. Shift legs. Inhale. Left leg up. Full breath in. Spread your fingers wider. Lift your leg. Exhale. Knee to your nose. Round your back. Spread your fingers even more. Nice. Inhale. Extend back and upwards. Exhale. Knee to your nose. Relax your face. Relax your jaw. Inhale. Lift. Shoulders back. Heart forward. Exhale. Can you touch your knee to your hairline? Oh, inhale, lift up. Exhale. Two more. Inhale deeply. Straighter leg, lift it a little higher. Look higher. Exhale, press down. Lift the back of your spine more. Suck your belly in. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, knee to nose. Excuse me. Inhale, leg all the way up. Maybe a seed of a little smile. Exhale, knee to the floor. Neutral spine. Set up your hands, shoulder distance. Breathe in. Curl your toes under. Push your pelvis, hips up and back to downward facing dog. Close your lips. Everyone focus on your breath. So breathing in for 3 or 4 seconds. Breathing out for 3 or 4 seconds. Ujjayi breathers, breathe loud enough that your neighbors can hear you so that the sound in the back of your throat is present the whole class. The purifying breath, Ujjayi. Press straight through your arms. Let your shoulders come wider. Reach your tailbone up and back a little more. Slightly squeeze your thighs up, just a little bit. Press your heels towards the floor. They may not even touch, maybe one day, maybe next life. Look forward. Bend your knees. Step or hop to the top of your mat. Inhale halfway. Lift your spine forward. Exhale, bow down. Stand. Arms all the way up. Breathe up. Nice open wings. Look up. Exhale. Hands to your heart. Relax your face. Surya Namaskar with variations. Sun salutations. Inhale. Arms up. Press down your feet. Lean backwards. Bow forward all the way down. Exhale. Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Plant your hands to the floor and come to a high plank position. Hold the high plank, and if you need to, you can bring your knees to the floor. So you're always listening to your body. Keep breathing here. Find a stable line of energy from your heels, straight legs, contract your thighs, shoulders away from your ears, reach the top of your head towards me. Don't let your head hang down. Slightly suck your belly in. Inhale, prepare. Bring your knees to the floor. Elbows in close to you. Lower your chest to the floor. Between your hands. Elbows in close. Bring your hips down to the floor. Point your toes backwards. Feet together. Lift your hands off the floor. 1 millimeter. Lift up. with your back muscles. Don't use your hands. Don't use your hands. Close your eyes here if you need to. Find your breath, yogis. Find your breath. Squeeze your ankles together. Squeeze your elbows inward. Press down your feet. Press your feet into the floor. Take one more breath. Hands to the floor. Use your arms just 5%. Lift up a little higher. Keep your back working. Lift your chest up. Lift your head up. And then press back to downward facing dog. Beautiful. Full breath in. Big ha, if you like. Full breath out. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lift. Shoulders back. Exhale, bow down. Stomach, lower belly contracts a little bit. Press down your feet, stand up. Arms forward and up if you're right next to someone. Breathe in, lift up. Hands to heart, exhale. Relax your face. Inhale, arms down, forward, up. Like you're lifting a ball of energy. Press down your feet, bow forward, exhale, fold. Press your stomach to your thighs. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Come to a high plank position. Again, keep breathing here. When we breathe into high plank, we're working right on the core, so it takes discipline. Option to have your knees to the floor. Now, you can have knees, chest, chin to the floor, like we did before, or keeping your fingers very spread, keeping your spine long. Take a deep breath in. Shift your weight forward without touching your knees to the floor. Come down to Chaturanga. Hover in low plank for one complete breath. I know, love you too. Breathe here. Without touching your feet, without touching your knees, come forward and up to upward facing dog. Your knees never touch. Press back to downward facing dog. Long breath in. Long breath out. How's that Ujjayi breath doing, guys? How's the muscles of your face? Relax and surrender inside. Press your hips back a little bit more. Press your chest lower to the floor. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop forward. Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Press down your legs. Heart long. Bow down, exhale, maybe a tiny little smile. Stand, inhale, arms up, breathe up, lift up, lean backwards, hands to your heart, exhale. Beautiful breath, nice sound. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, halfway lengthen, your choice. High plank, either knees, chest, chin, or Chaturanga. Exhale, lower down, all on one breath. Empty, empty. Inhale, cobra or up dog, never touch your knees. Down dog, exhale, press back. Spread your fingers. Press all of your knuckles down to the floor. So I want you to feel your hands really strong and engaged. Make sure no part of your hands is lifting off the floor. It takes effort. Press your chest a little lower. Reach your hips slightly higher, backwards. And reach your heels. Exhale again. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop front. Inhale, halfway. Flatten your back nice and long. Bow down, exhale. Relax your neck at the end. Press your feet, stand up. Inhale, arms up. Palms touch, hips forward. Lift your heart. Hands to your heart, exhale. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Weight in your heels. Inhale, arms forward and up. Breathe in. Interlace your fingers behind you, bow forward, straighten your legs, stretch down. We're going to do that four more times. Inhale, sit in your heels, arms forward and up. breathe in. Use this as a breath exercise. Exhale, out. Empty your lungs even more, guys. Fresh in your lungs. Inhale, weight in your heels. You sit a little lower, lift your arms even higher. Exhale, bow forward. Interlace fingers behind, press your arms to the front. Inhale, chair. Feel the energy. Exhale, fold. Ujjayi breath, squeeze your throat. Two more. Inhale. Exhale. Toes together. Inhale, last one. Exhale, fold. Bend your knees, chair pose. Inhale, we hold the chair. Look at one spot with your mind, with your eyes, either forward or look upwards diagonally. Connect your pointing finger and thumbs together. Two Gyan Mudras in your hands. This is a balance of action, but also a soft touch in your fingers. Shoulders away from your ears. Bring the weight into your heels a little more. Some of you sit your hips all the way down, same level as your knees. Squeeze your knees together. You're here for two more breaths. How low would you like to go today? You decide. For three. Stretch your arms even straighter. Two. Take one more breath. Breathe from your feet to your hands. Alive. Bow down. Exhale. Fold. Take a moment. Shake it out. Good. On your next breath, halfway lengthen. Step or hop to high plank position. Very good. Inhale, long spine, shoulders away from the ears. Exhale, bring your chest forward and down. Hug your elbows very close to you. Spread your fingers. Come to upward facing dog. Full breath in. Amazing. Look up. Press back to downward facing dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Right leg all the way up. Lift it even taller. Look forward. Step your right foot a big step between your hands. Extra big. Keep your back heel off the floor, you guys. Sink your hips down low so your front leg parallel, knee to hip. Back leg straight like an arrow. Suck your belly in a little bit. Engage your core. Both arms reach forward and up. Parallel arms. If you like, interlace your fingers like a gun. Stretch up. Big breath. Every time that you inhale, press down your feet and lift your spine like an accordion. Every exhale, keep that length. Sit your hips lower. Press your bottom leg straighter. Some of you can get your hips way lower than your front knee. Smiling helps. You got it. At the very end of the pose, lightly draw in your lower belly. Lift your chin up, lift your chest up, reach your arms backwards, drop your head back at the end. Inhale, slowly bring your hands to the floor, spread your fingers, come to downward facing dog. Nice. On your next inhale, left leg to the sky. Make sure that your hands are spread and grounded on the floor. You want to have spread, strong hands. Inhale, lift your leg a little higher. Look forward. Left foot steps mindfully between your hands. Move a little slower. That way you're present. You're not always on the next thing. Lift your arms to the sky when you're ready. Full breath in. Either arms parallel or interlace the fingers like thunderbolt arms. See if you can allocate 5% more of your effort to breathing. Close your lips. 5% more awareness on breath. Notice how that changes your focus. Okay. There could be all sorts of distractions around us. The sound of your breath.
sinking your hips lower and lower. Slightly draw your lower belly in. Lift out of your waist, and at the end, maybe drop your head back. Reach backwards. Don't collapse. Lift and reach.
Hands to the floor.
Step to the top of your mat.
Oh.
Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Bow down. Exhale. Fold. You're doing great. Stand all the way up. Reach your arms to the sky. Stay here. Exhale. Feet together side by side. Press down through your feet. These are all really stabilizing postures, so squeeze your legs into one. Press down your legs. On your inhale, lift up. Interlace your fingers like the gun, but look forward. Come out to your left-hand side, pushing your hips out to the right-hand side. So start off here. Bring the whole body weight back into your heels more, not so much on your toes, and really stretch through your arms. If you understand the instruction, tuck your tailbone, lower belly in a bit. Each time you breathe in, get longer. Squeeze the midline. Each exhale, slide your hip out, go a little bit deeper. For three, beautiful. And one day, if you can, even lift up and out of the side so there's no wrinkle in the left side. Look forward. Two, last one, stretch, and come up, everyone. Beautiful. Look forward, feel what you're feeling. Inhale, lengthen your spine, hug in the midline. Come up, come out to the right. You decide how deep to go. Don't compete with the person that you can see in your peripheral vision. That's not you. Listen to your breath. How can you focus more on your breath? Exhaling more, inhaling a little smoother. Bring the weight of the pose into your heels more. Squeeze your legs together and press them down. Lift out of your waist every inhale. Squeeze your elbows closer together. One day even your palms together. Smile. For three, slide your hip to the left. Upper body to the right. Two, your body loves this position. Your mind needs some convincing. And come up. Inhale. Lift up. Amazing. You can keep your arms up, more challenging, or hands on your lower back. I got inspired by some Bikram. Any old Bikramers in the room? Press your hips forward. Inhale, lift your heart. Option to have the arms up. And reach your head backwards as you push your tailbone forward. That's it. Plug down here. Lift from there. Breathe. Don't hold your breath. Relax your face. Lengthen your spine. Lift your arms. Three. Take an enormous breath in, like you're breathing your whole chest, nice and proud. Big ha, if you like. Feel that heat, feel the power. Eyes open, inhale, arms up. Bow forward, reach nice and long. Grab the back of your heels. Bend your knees a lot here. If you know that Bikram style, you can reach behind and actually step on your hands from behind, wrapping your elbows behind you, stepping on your hands from behind, stepping on your fingers. Press your stomach against your thighs. Press your forehead against your knees. Close your lips. Cultivate long, equanimous breathing. Long, deep. Pressing your front side organs as you stretch your hips to the sky. Shoulders away from your ears.
press your forehead against your shins.
Actually, touch your forehead to your shins, that's it. Lean slightly forward on your toes. Last exhale, stretch, stretch, stretch. Release your arms, you're amazing. Reach your arms forward, up. Inhale, full breath in. And hands down, heart, and then hands down the side. Beautiful work. Inhale, arms forward and up. Lean backwards a little deeper and flow through it. Exhale, fold down. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders back. Step or hop, high plank. Elbows close to you, chaturanga or knees, chest, chin. Exhale down. Inhale, upward dog. Lift your heart higher. Press back to downward facing dog. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. How you doing? Stay here as you exhale. Press down your left heel to the floor. Lift your right hip and leg all the way up. Turn your belly open and see how high you can lift your right leg. Keep it straight. Spread your toes. Press down your right hand. Turn your right shoulder closer to the floor, but lift your right hip away from the floor. Last inhale, both hands still down. Lift up, and right foot a giant step forward. Big step. Turn your left heel in flat. Turn your left toes out to the left side of the room. Your front leg is a 90 degree angle, front toes facing forward, back foot flat. And come to warrior two. Open your arms. Just take a moment and look at your front and back arm parallel to the floor. Sink your hips down, same level as your front knee. Check that your front knee is pointing forward. Press the outer edge of your back foot to the floor. Press your back knee even straighter. Slightly tuck your tailbone down. And if you get this instruction, slightly pull up on your pelvic floor, slightly sucking your belly. Can you sink your hips lower, but lift your chest higher? Could you breathe deeper through the whole body? Close your eyes for a moment. I want you to imagine a bright warrior full of breath. Every cell of your body is breathing. A little smile here, a wave of peace amidst all that effort is always available to you at any moment if you know how to cultivate it. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Turn your back foot on a 45 degree angle. Turn your chest a little bit forward. Inhale, get ready. And then reach forward all the way down. Either resting your side torso on your thigh, or if you like, thunderbolt here, pressing the outer edge of your back foot down, slightly drawing your lower belly. Okay, Ujjayi breathers way louder. Ujjayi breathers, turn it on. Help everyone around you. Remind your neighbors to breathe. Bending your front knee more while pressing down your back foot. One day your forehead touches the floor. Oh, yeah. Three. Bend your knee that extra little inch, two. Keep pressing your back foot. And now the fun part. Come all the way back up. Inhale. Lift your heart upwards, hands on your hips. Exhale. Very good. Straighten your front leg. Bring your back foot a little bit closer in. Turn your hips and chest to the side of the room. Open your arms parallel. Inhale, lift up. Look forward. Reach out to the side with straight legs. Either right palm on your shin or slide down to your ankle. Maybe hook your right knee. Make sure that the right foot faces forward. Make sure that the right foot faces forward. Right foot forward. Breathe through your nose. Reach your left arm up to the sky. Listen carefully. You can stay here. Left foot to the Or, if you like,
strong breath. Even in those little pause moments you're breathing, suck your lower belly in. Reach your left arm forward to the front of the room. Slide your bottom hand lower. Left arm forward. Slide your bottom hand lower and turn your chest open for 3. Stretch the whole side body. 2. Let your head hang at the end if you like. Bring your hands to the floor. Bring your left knee down to the floor. Bring your hands on the inside of your front foot. Walk your front foot forward and out to the right hand side. Forward and out to the right. Walk your left knee backwards more, as far as you can. Come high on your fingertips. You can stay here if you like, or curl your back toes under. How's that breath doing? Straighten your back leg totally straight off the floor. Back leg straight. Lean onto your left arm more. Press the hand, turn the fingers out to the side, get the palm of your left hand flat. Press your right hand into your right knee and press the knee out to the right side. Sole of your foot comes off the floor. Lift your heart upwards. Sink your hips downwards. Close your lips and breathe. You look amazing. Look up to the ceiling. Press your back knee even straighter one day. A little bit more weight into your right hip. Totally on the outer edge of your right heel. Right foot. Last inhale, lift your heart. Turn your heart up. Hands to the floor. Keep your back leg off the floor. Touch your forehead to the floor. Just one moment. Hands to the floor. Touch your forehead. Moment of gratitude. Mother Earth is always there. And now, drop your back knee for a moment. Just rest and lift your chest. Look forward here. Right side leg. So this next one, many of you know it already. You'll be lifting your right leg all the way up to the sky. Bending your right knee, turning your body, keeping the bottom left leg straight. So the bottom leg stays straight, the right leg is bent, lifting your right heel off the floor, spreading your bottom hand. You can stay here, or lift up, stay here, or work to lift your hips and stretch your arm to the front. Lift your right leg all the way up and back. One-legged down dog. So many of you are probably best to even take it easy here. Notice if you're holding your breath. If you're holding your breath, you've gone way too deep. It's no longer yoga, it's just a workout. Inhale, lift your leg. Flip your hips. Flip your dog. Press down your left hand. Spread your fingers wide. Keep your left leg totally straight. Reach your right arm to the ceiling. Wild thing, folks. If you do this many times, you know how to flip it to wheel, do so. Close your lips. Breathe deeply. Push your hips to the sky. At the peak of the pose, how can you increase breath while softening the mind? For 3, hold that feeling. 2, push your hips higher. Last one, reach for the floor, flip all the way around, downward facing dog, press back, sit in child's pose. Take a deep breath in, let it all go, deep breath out, and one more side to you. Before we get deeply to the floor. In this moment, right here and right now, cultivate inner commitment to your breath. Inhale. Deep exhale. Spread your fingers. Look forward. Come to downward facing dog. The
there's always like there's an intensity to it, but if you can find a way to have a little smile, it lightens the whole thing. A little smile. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Giant breathers, I want to hear you guys breathing the whole time, especially in the more challenging poses. Press your right heel down. Lift your left leg higher. Turn your hip open. Press your left shoulder closer to the floor, but lift your left hip higher to the ceiling. Not yet. Let's wait at the end. Inhale, lift your straight leg up. Look forward. Left foot a big step between your hands. Did you forget all of those middle ones? Turn your right foot to the floor. Come to warrior two. You got this. Arms parallel to the floor. Look forward. Sink nice and low into your warrior. You can do a little bit of balancing in your warrior so you find that strength. And then when you're ready, close your eyes for a moment. Go inwards to the center. Close your eyes and go into your center. Long breath in. Long breath out. Can you sink your hips lower? Make both legs steadier, but lift your heart higher. Express through both arms, even through your fingertips, radiating prana. A little smile, a soft face. Interlace your fingers behind you. Eyes are open now, but like chill eyes. Turn your back foot on an angle. Turn your torso this way a little bit. Inhale, lift your chest, press down your back foot, and reach your chest all the way forward. Either resting your torso on your thighs, beautiful. Pressing your arms forward over time. Breathe into your back body. Press down through the four points of your left foot. Press down through the four points of your back foot. Make sure your back leg is straight, straight. Sink a little deeper. One knee, the forehead touches the floor. All the way down. Last little inch. When the forehead touches, the pose gets easier. Yeah. Fun part, ground your base, inhale, come all the way back up. Full breath in, lift your chest. Bring your hands onto your hips. Straighten your left leg. Bring your back foot just a little bit closer in. Turn your hips to the side, chest to the side. Left foot faces forward, right foot straight to the side. Getting ready for triangle pose. Inhale, open your arms. Reach out to the left hand. Left palm on your left shin, right arm to the ceiling. Create Dhyan Mudra with your upper hand, pointy finger and thumb touching. Look up beyond your hand. Close your lips, breathe through your nose. Cultivate beautiful breath. Lift your heart forward, open your chest. Draw your pelvic floor up, slightly suck your belly in. Stay here, relaxing the body, relaxing the pose, or reach your right arm forward, palm facing the floor. Press down the outer edge of your back foot. Stretch through the arm, spiraling the pinky finger down, but the thumb up. Pull your upper arm closer to your ear. Slide your bottom hand lower and twist your chest open. Take one more breath. From your feet pressing down, lift into the pose a little bit. Very good. Look down, hands to the floor. Right knee to the floor. Oh, just for a moment. Bring your hands to the inside. You're doing great. Doing great. Walk your left foot diagonally up to the top of the mat. So your left foot is in front of your knee. Walk your right knee back more, as much as you can. Come high on your fingertips to begin. Close your lips. You know, I remind you in every pose, how's your breath? Inhale. Exhale. $1 million hint. You can either be breathing or you can be thinking about breathing. Lift up. Press your back leg all the way straight. turn your left knee out to the side, the sole of your foot comes off the floor. So you're just turning on the edge of your foot. Press down your right palm. Press your left hand into your left knee. Start off with a bent elbow, and eventually you can straighten the arm all the way, lifting your heart away from the chest, from the hips, turning your chest into the pose. Close your lips, deep breath. If you understand this instruction, series of instructions, no bend in your back leg. Deepest Ujjayi here, but relax your mind, relax the face. Lift your heart off of your right shoulder. Roll your left shoulder backwards, lean backwards. Sink into your left hip more, and final breath, lift your heart. Keep everything the same. Bring your hands to the floor. Bring your forehead to the floor. If you can, give Mother Earth just a little moment of your time. Coming into the final yang, pressing your left leg up and back, one-legged down dog. So maybe taking a break here, enjoying a little bit longer of a transition, a rest, or Ujjayi breathers, best one. Make the decision. Ujjayi. Ujjayi. Lift your leg. Smile into it. Smile. Joyous effort. Bend your knee. Flip your body. Keeping your bottom right leg straight. Outer edge of your foot. Bend your left knee. Press down your left big toe. Reach through your right heel. Tuck your tailbone to the ceiling. Close your lips. Right leg straight, straight. For three, push your hips all the way up and reach your left arm forward. Drop your head backwards. Look at the floor. Maybe touch the floor. You got it. Flip all the way around. Go through a vinyasa if you like. It's the final one. Enjoy it. Make your way to child's pose. Long breath in. Long breath out. Long breath in. Long breath out. Long breath in. Long breath out. Sometimes the mind is like a wild horse. It's hard to hook, right? It's hard to link. It's hard to get it. That's okay. As many times as it takes, until eventually. Long breath in. Long breath out. You find your center. Relax your hands, relax your elbows. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw. Relax your eyes. Relax your lower back. Relax your knees, your hips. Relax your feet. Relax your toes. Come forward and lay on your belly. Turn your head to the right side. Anything you like with your arms here, just relax. Turn your head to the right. Close your eyes. Let all of your front body just surrender to the earth here. Long breath in. Long breath out. Really amazing, you guys. Solid effort. Whole room.
slow down your breath, deep breathing. Go inward, relax. Long breath in. Feel the massage of your spine. Long breath out. You're letting everything go. So beautiful. Turn your head to the left. Whatever feels best for your arms. Just get comfortable. Maybe there's a little discomfort here, that's fine.
Relax your legs. The muscles behind your eyes. Relax the muscles behind your solar plexus. Relax the muscles deep in your pelvic floor.
Moving into a space of deep inner relaxation now. Inhale deeply. Maybe a nice ha. Let's do one together. Deep breath in. Very gently, hands under your shoulders. And so you're going to be choosing wisely here. Starting off either with a Sphinx posture, coming up on your forearms. Really communicating with your lower back. And if this is a lot for you already, because some people, this is like really big on their lower back. You could have a block underneath your head, right here. Or maybe lifting the head just comfortably. Little smile. Breathing down into your belly. You can bring the feet a little wider to take pressure off of your back. So there's a little bit of a lift, but the whole lower body is sinking and releasing. Option, bring your hands wider apart, a little closer to you, and then lift into straight arms. listening to your back. The arms become like pillars. Shoulders back a little bit. Either having your head up nicely or letting your head hang down like an S-curve of the spine. And you can even sink into your shoulders if you like. But you want to feel stretching through the spine to go deeper. One day you'll move your arms close to vertical. Arms close to vertical. And you can even turn the fingers backwards. So the whole body can just hold itself there with vertical arms. Head either hangs back or head hangs forward, whatever it feels your body needs the most. Holding here for about 4 minutes. Close your eyes. And breathing mindfully, sending waves of compassion, waves of kindness, as if you're breathing down into your belly. The lower chakras, Muladhara, Svadhisthana, Manipura, all of the connected organs of digestion, your core. This energy centers connected to our wants and our needs. Desires, addictions, control. And so this posture, breathing down into your belly, breathing into your lower back, helps to release addiction, helps to release anger from your life. Just be patient and be kind. Long, deep breath. Six, seal, eye cobra or eye seal. I invite you to do therapeutic hums, if you like. And the quality of the hum is like kind and nourishing. So it's not dramatic. It's not for drama. It's for the soothing. If you like, at any time, it might feel like the right medicine for you. And there's no judgment on one another. Let your root really relax here. So good. So good. Relax the muscles of your face. Keep breathing. One minute left, a little less. Can you let your belly hang out even more? And notice the deep, deep muscles around your lowest lower belly. Can you let that spine completely release from the pelvis? So you're releasing that inner, the energy line running along the front of your spine, releasing your tailbone all the way up your spine to the back of your brain. Maybe big emotions come here. It's very normal. So, no judgment. Take one final deep breath in. Slowly come on to your belly and lay down. You do little wiggles left and right if you like, or just lay. Perhaps reach your arms forward with your forehead on the floor, a slight tuck of your chin. If that doesn't feel right, do a different way. Long breath in. Long breath out. Very good. And now, this one takes a little bit of, if you just look forward, it's easier. So as if you're laying flat, I'm laying flat on the ground and I'm like mirroring, you're reaching your right arm straight out to the right, but then a little bit up like this. So just take a moment, and that's all you need, and then I'll guide the rest from there. So let's do it this way. Everyone come to the left edge of your mat. Reach your right arm out to the right, and you're still on your belly. And turn your head looking to the right side, so that when your arm is straight, your hand is about aligned with your forehead. That's about the line, okay? If it's too much forward, you're gonna go over the muscle. If it's too much down, you go around it. So you might explore to find the sweet spot. Keeping your right arm straight, shoulder on the floor. Press down your left hand next to your left ribs and start turning the whole torso up so all the weight comes onto your right shoulder. Now you might like to have a block underneath your head or a bolster underneath your head so you can really lean your head backwards. Once you get onto your side body, bend your left and have the left foot in front of you on the floor. Your left foot behind you. Knee up in the air, left foot on the floor. The bottom right leg stays straight. Nice long breath here. And this might be more than enough for you. Feeling that big opening in all of the front chest, front armpit. So close your eyes and breathe. If your head is holding up off the floor, let your head hang down. Let your head hang. And if that's unavailable, let your head rest on a block. To go deeper, bend both knees, like bridge pose, feet hip distance apart or even wider, and slide both hips to the right, or slide both hips towards this side of the room. Close your eyes. Is it possible to have a little smile going on here? And over time, you're letting more and more weight relax onto your shoulder and leaning backwards. inhale and fill the balloon. Fill up your whole right side and breathe beyond full. When you exhale, let more weight sink. Let your heart relax. You're opening major heart meridian here. Last minute.
Remember those little ahs, those big ahs. If you feel like there's no need, it's the option. Eventually the left.
Face. And right at the end, in this last breath, totally surrender. Let it all go. Sink into the web of connective tissue. Let go of all resistance. Final breath in. Let it all sink back. Head heavy. Very kindly, very calmly, come on to your belly. Remove the block. Take a little halfway point if you need to. You might feel some really nice emotions release here.
This arm is up to the side. But for you, deep breath, everyone. Feeling a big stretch in the left chest. Then consciously breathe into your left armpit. Handful of people in the room have both of their knees bent, with both feet flat on the floor. And then you can start letting your knees hang to the right side. Both knees to the right. That's a deep pose. Left here.
The objective here is to have no objective. Sounds like a paradox. But the way that we go deeper in yin is to let go of the effort of trying to get deeper. So notice the places in your being that are tight. Notice the place where you're holding your breath. Notice the place where the mind is saying no. I don't accept this, or I need to change this. And that's where the practice happens. You take a giant breath, and you just let yourself surrender into I accept. I accept where I am. Accept my body just the way it is, tension and all. Love handles and wrinkles, all that beautiful stuff, the sign of a rich, fully lived life. I accept it all. It's about 1 minute left. Excuse me, less than a minute. Can you let even more weight hang onto your shoulder? Release a little bit of resistance somewhere in your body. For the final breath. Deep inhale. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into your shoulder. Let the full heart relax. Slow motion. Come on to your belly. You can keep your arm out to the side for a moment. Move the block. Just rest. Let prana flow through the heart meridian. Let fresh blood flow through your shoulder. Close your eyes. Feel your belly breathing and feel your spine receiving a nice wave-like motion. Can you just pay attention to that wave-like motion of your spine as your breath comes in and out? That's massaging your central spinal cord, your central nervous system, just by breathing. There's many billion dollar industries out there offering you ways to heal from the outside, ways to relax you. But if you can learn how to tune in to your own inner ability to relax your own central nervous system just by breathing, just by slowing down, you can relax from the inside out. Feel your spine lifting and relax a little bit more each time. Very gently turn onto your back. Close your eyes. Bring the soles of your feet together, let your knees hang apart. Interlace your fingers and let your arms hang over your head. Just 1 minute here. Deep breath in, receiving all of the fruits of your practice. Deep breath out. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your tailbone. Relax your feet.
Three rounds of Brahmari, the sound of the humming bee. Kind and gentle. Deep breath in. Thank you.
gently hold your knees in and hug your knees in. Give yourself an actual hug. Gratitude. Take a breath, breathing into yourself. Maybe even a little kiss on each knee. Optional, of course. A little smile. Final shavasana. Straighten your legs. On the floor. If your back is sore, you can put a bolster under your knees. Straighten your arms down the sides. Prepare yourself for a deep relaxation. Tuck your shoulders under you. Palms open to the ceiling. Close your eyes. If you have glasses, take them off. Find the most comfortable position for your neck, your head. Scan your body from inside. Relax. gently, bringing your awareness back to your body. Back to this moment. Taking a nice deep breath in and relax. Sink back into the earth. Very gently wiggle your fingers and your toes. Just soft, soft little wiggles. When you're ready, roll to your right hand side. Just take a little rest here on the right side. Hug both of your knees in closer. Let both arms relax, both legs. Enjoy that background vibrational massage. Your center, peaceful, receptive, kind. Gently coming up to a seated position with your eyes closed, facing the front. Sitting up on a bolster if you like. A block, whatever. Palms of your hands facing down. Lift up through your heart center. Relax your shoulders back and down. Relax your jaw. Relax your face. And as your physical body stays nice and supported, nice and light and long, relax your inner body, relaxing your mind. Relax your heart. Relax your belly. And feel the peaceful breath moving in and out. Just natural. Like a heartbeat, pulse of life. Hands in prayer position. Close with one Om, three Shantis. Exhale. Relax your face. Deep breath in. Show. Namaste.